Jim Cunningham with you for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. As fate would have it, we lost former Pittsburgh Symphony music director Loren Mazel all too soon. His father, Lincoln Mazel, lived to age 106. But Loren, who grew up in Pittsburgh with the Pittsburgh Symphony and attended the University of Pittsburgh, died on July 13, 2014, at age 84. Loren Mazel was a child prodigy. He had a huge career. His first conducting lesson was at age 7 with Fritz Reiner's assistant, Vladimir Bakalinnikov. Loren Mazel made his debut at age 8, conducting the University of Idaho Orchestra and Schubert's Unfinished Symphony in Los Angeles in 1938. That year, he conducted the National High School Orchestra at the National Music Camp in Interlochen, Michigan. In 1939, he led 11 concerts by the same orchestra at the New York World's Fair. At the age of 11, he guest conducted the NBC Symphony at Arturo Toscanini's invitation on the radio. At 12, Loren Mazel toured the United States, conducting major orchestras. He made his violin debut at the age of 15. It makes you a little woozy thinking about it all. Among his many big hits was the transcription he made of Ring Without Words, Wagner's Ring of the Nibelungen, recorded for an hour of Wagner on the Telarc label with the Berlin Philharmonic. It was a bestseller on the classical charts. While he was music director in Pittsburgh, his creative mindset continued to think about Wagner, with the result, Tannhäuser Without Words. Especially loved in the opera Tannhäuser are the Pilgrim's Chorus and Wolfram's aria Evening Star, heard in Act 3. Loren wrote that the music is sensuous, pious, impetuous, and religious. The Pilgrim's Chorus was unfortunately a favorite of the SS Tank Corps in World War II, but Loren Mazel said that the troopers nor their mission can be confused in any way with penitence and a pilgrimage to Rome in search of absolution. The original idea for the closing pages of Tannhäuser was to have a synthesizer provide the choir. But at the last moment, Loren Mazel decided the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh should provide a wordless chorus in keeping with the Tannhäuser Without Words idea. Here is the overture and the closing music from Act 3, Tannhäuser Without Words, Richard Wagner, the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by former music director Loren Mazel. Tannhäuser Without Words, a symphonic synthesis by Lauren Mazel. We heard the overture and music from Act 3, with an appearance in the final pages by the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh. The choir members are not singing any words, they are simply vocalizing. The melody of the Pilgrim's Chorus is a favorite of choirs sung in English as Once More with Joy. It was a special favorite of beloved Upper St. Clair High School choir director Robert J. Gilas, who rehearsed it relentlessly with his 125-voice Pantheon Choir. The singers said it was a transforming experience, exactly as Richard Wagner intended. Gilas retired in 1993. He taught at Upper St. Clair from 1969 to 1981. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. I'm Jim Cunningham. Our fateful program brings us to Johann Sebastian Bach. Philosopher Roger Scruton compared him with Wagner and said that Wagner was as dishonorable as Bach was honorable. Fritz Reiner's Bach is a surprise for its emotional intensity. His second suite, recorded in Pittsburgh, is especially warm for a conductor with a reputation for being mean, cruel, and tyrannical. Keep in mind, Reiner was married 3 times, and he didn't bother to marry when one of his children was born. His Bach recordings were the result of a lifelong search by a master for the sound and the meaning of Bach. In the second suite, played with modern instruments but using what biographer Philip Hart called a modified, authentic Baroque approach to Bach, aiming at Baroque textures and speed, Reiner did add a lower octave to the bass to provide a more symphonic 19th-century sonority. His flute soloist is Sebastian Caratelli. Caratelli had emigrated from Italy as a young man in the years before the Second World War. Music from the Suite for Orchestra No. 2 in B minor by Johann Sebastian Bach. Sebastian Caratelli played the flute in the Badinari. The recording was released on August 25, 1947. It was made at the Syria Mosque the year before. The second suite has been reissued on compact disc on several occasions, most recently in the complete Columbia album collection issued by Sony, putting together all of Fritz Reiner's albums for that label. We have one more Bach favorite on Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, but first, an unforgettable moment with the conductor at Carnegie Hall in New York. While music director in Pittsburgh, he brought violin superstar Jascha Heifetz to Pittsburgh on several occasions. Heifetz and Reiner appeared together in the movie Carnegie Hall that was directed by Reiner's friend Edgar S. Ulmer. Reiner was directly involved in making the Federal Studio feature film. Reiner was the godfather of Ulmer's daughter, Ariane. Her middle name was Carlotta, the name of Reiner's wife from Pittsburgh. Ulmer and Reiner had known each other in Hungary. The movie has a creaky plot. Nora is at the center. She's a cleaning lady, played by Marcia Hunt. She sees Tchaikovsky at the opening of the hall when she was a young girl recently immigrated from Ireland. Nora falls in love with a strong-willed pianist who walks off the stage in a disagreement at rehearsal with Walter Damrosch. They marry, he dies, and their son, Tony Salerno Jr., becomes a musician. After Mom brings him to hear great artists at Carnegie Hall, the movie ends with Tony playing jazz in Vaughn Monroe's orchestra with Harry James' trumpet. In the audio of the scene you're about to hear, the Carnegie Hall house manager delivers water to Heifetz and Reiner in the conductor's dressing room. They're in concert dress. Reiner is seated at a table, Jascha Heifetz pacing nervously. John Donovan appears. He is the actor Frank McHugh, who was from Pittsburgh. McHugh later appeared in hundreds of films as a character actor, often for comic relief. He asks if Yasha Heifetz is all right, that he doesn't look so good, just before he's about to play Tchaikovsky's violin concerto. Reiner and Heifetz philosophize about the aura of playing at Carnegie Hall. Reiner asks McHugh if he's ever had the strange feeling in the pit of his stomach from stage fright.
There you are.
Thank you.
Are you not feeling well tonight, Mr. Heifetz?
I feel fine. Never better.
Well, you don't look it.
It is the same old story. Have you ever heard of stage fright?
Oh, no, Mr. Reiner. You're not going to tell me that Mr. Heifetz has stage fright. After all, he's played Carnegie Hall for so many years, and with so much success.
You know, a concert in Carnegie Hall is, I'm sure, a dream of every violinist all over the world. It gives you a most peculiar feeling, even when you think about it.
Yes, indeed, it is a strange sensation right at the pit of your stomach. Did you ever feel it?
Only when I eat too much. Well, good luck, Mr. Heifetz.
Good luck to you too, Mr. Heifetz.
Thank you.
You're a lucky fellow.
Fritz Reiner conducting Tchaikovsky's violin concerto at Carnegie Hall in New York with Yasha Heifetz as soloist. We heard Reiner and Heifetz with Frank McHugh from Homestead in Pittsburgh discussing stage fright. The recording was made at Carnegie Hall. It was the first major motion picture filmed in New York City in 40 years. The star of the movie Carnegie Hall, Marsha Hunt, was blacklisted for championing liberal causes. She was never asked to testify before the House Un-American Activities Committee. The producer of the film, Boris Morris, was a KGB spy. The FBI caught him and convinced him he should be a double agent spying for the USA just after Carnegie Hall, the film, was released. The Federal Studio produced many B pictures in Hollywood. It was located at the end of a street known as Poverty Row. But Carnegie Hall, released in 1947, was a triumph with help from Pittsburgh's Fritz Reiner. He made the movie while serving as music director here in the city of Pittsburgh. He leaned on his friendship with agent Saul Hurock to convince many superstars of the classical music world to appear in the movie. It's available on YouTube, and it is essential viewing for classical music buffs. The stars include Jan Pierce, Gregor Piatigorsky, Ezio Pinza, Lily Pons, Artur Rudzinski, Artur Rubinstein, Risa Stevens, Leopold Stokowski, Bruno Walter, Harry James, and Vaughn Monroe, along with members of the New York Philharmonic. After making the movie Carnegie Hall, just 3 years later, Fritz Reiner went back to Bach. He recorded the Brandenburg Concertos in New York City, asking his former Pittsburgh Symphony principal flute, Julius Baker, to join him with Pittsburgh-born oboe Robert Blum and cellist Leonard Rose. He also asked his former Pittsburgh concertmaster, Hugo Kohlberg, to play in the first Brandenburg Concerto, and New York's trumpet William Vacchiano in the second. Here is the second Brandenburg Concerto by Johann Sebastian Bach, recorded in October 1949 at Columbia's 30th Street Studio in New York City, with an orchestra consisting of several Pittsburghers, a hand-picked ensemble, the best of the best, conducted by Fritz Reiner.
Thank you.
Fritz Reiner's hand-picked ensemble playing Johann Sebastian Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 2. Fritz Reiner was the conductor. He had his former Pittsburgh Symphony flutist, Julius Baker. Baker had been principal in Pittsburgh from 1941 through 1943. He was succeeded by Sebastian Caratelli, whom Reiner had asked to record the second suite by Bach. It's clear that there were no hard feelings that Julius Baker left Pittsburgh for the CBS Orchestra in New York. The fateful hour has arrived. I must say goodbye. To start this program, we had Fate Now Conquers by Carlos Simon, followed by the Beethoven Symphony No. 5, Wagner's Liebestod and Ride of the Valkyries, all with music director Manfred Honeck. Plus, we heard former music director Laurent Mazel lead music from Tannhäuser Without Words, a symphonic synthesis. And Fritz Reiner conducted the Bach Second Suite and the Brandenburg Concerto No. 2. I'm Jim Cunningham. Brian Savar is our producer. Harold F. Chambers III is the recording and mastering engineer at Hines Hall. I hope you'll write. You can find me at jcunningham@wqed.org. This program is supported by the Spanos Group of Raymond James. Their business is people and their financial well-being, with decisions focused on the long term. 844-545-2259 or spanosgroup.com. Raymond James and Associates Incorporated, member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is also supported by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.